39 state bank groups form Bank Chain Alliance for Shared Rails. 39 U.S. state banking associations have launched the Bank Chain Alliance, an industry-owned blockchain network built for payments and settlement, according to a CoinDesk report posted August 26, 2026. The number is what stands out. State banking associations represent the community and regional banks in nearly every state, so a 39-member launch pulls in a large share of the country's smaller lenders under one shared infrastructure project. The framing matters as much as the count. This is described as industry-owned, meaning the banks themselves hold the network rather than renting rails from a single vendor or a large crypto issuer. For a sector that has spent years watching individual institutions run isolated blockchain pilots, a coordinated launch at this scale reads as a move from experiment to shared production system. A coordinated launch, not another pilot. Most bank blockchain news over the past few years followed a familiar shape: one institution, one proof of concept, one press release, and then silence. The Bank Chain Alliance breaks that pattern by starting with 39 associations at once. State banking associations are trade bodies, not banks, so each one sits above dozens or hundreds of member institutions. A network seeded through those groups can reach community banks that would never build their own chain. That distribution model is the point. Community and regional banks lack the engineering budgets of the money center giants. A shared, industry-owned ledger lets them access blockchain-based payments and settlement without each one standing up its own stack. The alliance structure spreads the cost and the governance across the membership rather than concentrating it in a handful of large players. CoinDesk's report is the primary source here, and it establishes the launch, the 39 association count, and the industry-owned payments and settlement purpose. Finer details, the underlying chain, the token model, if any, the go-live timeline for actual transaction volume, are not yet confirmed in the material available at the time of writing. Those specifics will determine how much of this is live rail versus signed intent. Banks building the Rails crypto argued for the strategic read is hard to miss. Payments and settlement are exactly the functions crypto networks have pitched themselves for. Faster clearing, programmable money, round-the-clock settlement. A bank-owned blockchain aimed at those same functions means the traditional sector is now building the infrastructure directly, instead of routing through public chains or third-party issuers. This lands in a year already thick with institutional blockchain moves. Nearly two dozen of the OCC's recent bank charter applications included digital asset activity, and Germany has been widening its lead under MiCA as European banks join the regulated register. The Bank Chain Alliance fits that trend, but from the community bank side rather than the charter-hungry newcomers. For the broader ecosystem, the signal cuts two ways. Bank-owned rails could eventually connect to stablecoins, tokenized deposits, and other on-chain assets, broadening where regulated money can move. They could also compete with public networks and independent issuers for the same settlement flows. Which way it tilts depends on whether the alliance builds an open system or a walled one. CryptoCard users sit above this plumbing. The direct consumer impact is thin today, and it would be a stretch to force a card angle onto a bank infrastructure launch. Most people spending stablecoins through a crypto card never touch settlement plumbing. That layer runs underneath the merchant, the network, and the issuer. The longer-term connection is real, though. Card programs settle through banks and payment networks, and the spread between what a card charges and what settlement actually costs is where much of the hidden fee load sits. Faster, cheaper bank settlement rails could, over time, compress those costs or open new paths for stablecoin-based spending to reach mainstream banking. That is a multi-year question. Not an August 2026 one, and nothing in the launch guarantees consumer savings. Crypto markets barely reacted, which fits the story. As of August 26, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $79,085, down 1.1% on the day, with Ether at $2,465 and a fear and greed reading of 80, still extreme greed. A bank infrastructure launch is not a price catalyst, and the market treated it accordingly.